Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to share an event with you. Mine's going to cry, okay? It's a one-time event. All of us have it, or at least all of us are saved that have it. I have two birthdays. One is spiritual, and one is my natural birthday. My spiritual birthday happened on June the 10th, 1984, in St. Louis, Missouri. It was a nice sunny day, about 82 degrees. I was unsaved, and I went to a gospel hall. But let's go back a bit. In 1950s, I was a young boy then. I was raised in a place called the Church of God in Christ. It's more like a Baptist church. It's really what we call a sanctified church or apostolic church. Now, when I was raised, where I was raised in that church, they spoke a lot about doom, damnation, the Ten Commandments, but they did talk about the cross and they did talk about Jesus. But as a young boy, my focus mostly was on that Ten Commandments, the things that I didn't keep. Like, as a boy, you know, you lied, like a child, you know you were doing wrong. Now, what I did, I knew I had to do something, and they did talk salvation. But I missed all of that because of the other things that was being taught. Now, at this point, as I got older, I started searching through other denominations, trying to find my salvation. Now, I went through, Catholics, Jehovah's Witness, Baptists, Apostolic, which is sanctified, Methodist, and I think that's about it, but that's enough. Now, and I'm going to say this. When I turned around and I met my wife, she took me to a gospel hall. Now, but before then, I knew as I grew up as a young man, and most of you men have, before you were saved, you could have lost your life anywhere. Things that you've done, or just get on an airplane or train, or just go outside and get in your vehicle, or if the Lord decides to take you that particular day because he owns you, you know, where are you going to spend your salvation? Now, what I did in looking for my salvation, I turned around and these other denominations I went to, they let me share the bread. They gave me the cup, which was wrong, real wrong. I didn't know the difference. Now, and I wrote this down, let me see, take of the cup of the bread, because you be in damnation of the cup and the bread. Now, it's here in 1 Corinthians, and it's 27 through 28. And it says, for he that eats and drinks unworthy eats and drinks damnation to himself, and not discerning the Lord's body. And that's what I was doing, and that's what they did to me, and not saying to me, you cannot take of these emblems unless you are saved. And salvation is that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior for all of your sins, past, present, and future. And not even using the word confess. Now, at that point, going back to the gospel hall, I'm going to kind of give you the way the hall is made up, or the way it's made. It's just like this. It's a single aisle coming down the center of the hall. the bread and the cup is sitting back here. And then at that point, there is a brother, and I call him a gatekeeper. It's different brothers. His name most of the time was Brother Haynes. He would sit in the middle of the aisle. There was three separations of the gospel hall. The brother sat up front, then the saved sisters, and then behind Brother Haynes, the gatekeeper, or whomever sat in that chair, was all the unsaved. The bread in the cup is passed to the saved. It stops right there in that aisle where the separation is. Now, I was back there in the unsaved area. Now, I have been given wrongly of the cup and the bread in these different denominations. I was upset that I could not partake of that cup and that bread. And I said, why are they denying me? Now, I would get really upset, and I would stand up and go out that aisle and out the door. Now, I would wait for my wife. And she says, and I had done this several times, and she said, if you're that upset, go back and speak to the brothers. Now, St. Louis traffic is not like here. You don't make U-turns. I turned on a U-turn around a double yellow and went back to the hall. Now, I went back to the hall and I spoke to the brothers, and they sat me down in the first pew. Now, there was about five brothers there. Let me see, Brother Signard, Brother Tucker, Brother Hardy, Brother Seitz, and Brother Morris. And they were still at the hall at the time. Now, Brother Tucker turned around and said to me, after I said I wanted, why could I not take of the bread and the cup? He says, are you saved? Now, I turned around and said, yes, I was. Now, you know, I told you I'm looking for salvation, and I done lied, because I wanted badly. And I know I lied. But I said, okay, maybe I can get away with this. This is not going to end well. So what I did, then he said, naturally, how are you saved? Now here's the killer, okay? I turned around and said, I keep the Ten Commandments. And they said, oh, really? Really? And I said to myself, okay, this is not ending well at all. So I'm sitting there just like I'm doing now, tapping, like, okay. Now, then at that point, they said, okay, no man keeps the Ten Commandments, which I know. Now, I could do the first five, but the last five not happening. But if you break them, if you break any one of them, all of them, and nobody can ever keep them all, and there's only one man that has. And he was God, and he came down as a man. So I said, okay. Then they said, they preached the gospel. Now, out of the gospel, now John 3:16, they turned around, and all of you know John 3:16, but if you don't, I'm going to say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that. Now, they stopped at the word that. The word whomsoever. They said, put your name there. And the word then, whomsoever believes, Earl believed, will not perish and have everlasting life. And then they went on and said, go to John, and the third chapter of John and 36. If you read the last part of that, it says, he that believeth not in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. At that point, between those two verses, all out of all of that 37 years running around trying to find my salvation. Darn it. I'm not going to. I knew that that Christ died for my sins. Nobody else's, because mankind didn't accept him. But I accepted him. Right after that, excuse me, right after that, I was baptized. Now, I'm going to go back one other. If anybody's in here that's not saved, you don't know how much time you have in this world. Don't gamble with your soul. You only have one soul. There's no do-overs. There's no I'm sorry. Please, Lord, let me. It's not going to happen. So I was baptized, and that baptism is that for me to say to the world that I have died and been born again in the blood of Jesus Christ on that day, the 10th of June in 1984. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, our Creator, and our Redeemer, we thank you for your Son. I can't say anything else but say thank you. For anybody else, and I know I'm not supposed to ask for anything on this day, but if anyone in here has not accepted your free them to see the light